place of worship. You're at the right time, in the right place with?
Right.
Amen, amen. I'm so happy to see you and worship God today. Logan, would you please work with my voice? It's like I'm flying somewhere. Yes. We have a few announcements. Please find some information in your bulletin. I just want to highlight some of them. Wednesday evening Bible study resumed, so we are studying the Gospel of John, 7 p.m. If you want to join, anytime you can come, Wednesday, 7 p.m. And during the week, from our church, four of us will attend the annual conference. Jinmo, Frank Ramusa, Elisa, Gates, and myself. And this year, we will have so many hot issues and topics and businesses. So please remember four of us in your prayers. And this weekend, I will attend the Florida Annual Conference for their ordination service. I will join them. So next Sunday, our district superintendent, Reverend Brian Gilbert, will come and preach. And during the time, Reverend L. Campbell will cover me up for emergency, pastoral emergency. So please remember, June, we have many projects. Joy Camp is coming. We will have our kids at the camp. You guys ready? He said, yes. It's going to be a really fun time. So please remember our kids who are joining Joy Camp in your prayers. And we will also have Vacation Bible School on the last week. So yes, I really, really love their smile. So it's going to be really fun. And we have our musician. Let's welcome her with our big hands. Thank you. Miss Edita, she is a nurse practitioner at CGH. She's here to buy us some time until we find our organist or pianist. So thank you so much, Edita. And yeah, Habitat is coming July 15. If you, everybody is welcome to join us. If you have a question, please find Jeff. Yes. Today, Loose Coin this month will go to help Reynold Wood Christian Camp, where our youth will have Joy Camp. Today, our liturgist is Mel. Let's gather our mind and worship God today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please stand as you are able in body and spirit and join me in the call to worship. O God, our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Your glory shines from above. You bring wisdom from the youngest and most vulnerable of us. We look to your creation and find you everywhere. O God, our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Our opening hymn this morning is This Is My Father's World, which you will find in your hymnal, page 144, verses 1 and 3.
My Father's word, O Lord.
During the week, we have many people who have birthday. Yeah, you can see all the list. Especially today, it is Shannon's birthday. You remember, many of you remember Shannon. Today, it is her 80th birthday, special birthday. So you can call her on the phone or send a card or email her. She'll be really happy to have it. And Austin and Judy, Dave and Brad and Doug, and Michelle, and Rebecca. Rebecca! Happy birthday!
Thank you.
And Renee Morris. And also we have two couples. Today is Matt and Stacy, and Wednesday, Craig and Jessica. You can send a card or make a phone call to celebrate their special day. Now I'd like to ask you and invite you to share your joys and concerns. What joy you want to share as a family and prayer request? Yes.
My joy is that this year we are having Vacation Bible School.
Yes.
And that will be a wonderful thing. We have a sign-up sheet out here for different foods that we will be serving for sales.
Yes. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
Just prayers for the Cedar family. The family was all here last week. A couple of us got home to take care of business, and Melissa drove home. She's in the middle of a move. Prayers for her for moving.
Please have the Cedro family in your prayer. Jeff, our head usher. He went home in heaven, and we will have his funeral this coming Thursday. The visitation will be 3 to 6, and funeral will follow at 6. Please remember them. And you will find chocolate in the fellowship hall. One of our church members, she said, when she was down and very stressful and depressed, Jeff gave it to her. And inside the wrap, you may find a good and encouraging word. So I will take it as Jeff talked to me. It says, compliment someone, you will feel better than they do. Thank you, Jeff. So please take one. And please have Jeff's family in your prayers. And I hope to see you all this Thursday. And also please have Jean Partridge in your prayers. Now she's at CGH. She is in her 90s, and she's kind of losing her strength she needs. So please remember her, and also her sister who is taking care of her, John, in your prayers. Okay. Any other joys and concerns? Yes. Thank you. Yes. 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 Thank you. Yes.
We have a joy. It took 4 trips, but we finally found a house in Buffalo.
Yeah. We are sad that you are leaving, but we are really happy you found a really good one. So thank you. Okay? Now, let's turn to God. Oh, by the way, I wear this in honor of Jeff. On my first Sunday, he gave it to me. Yes. Let's turn to God and pray together. Loving God, we have gathered in your name this morning, God. We praise you, and we gather all our mind on your love and care, God. We need you. We share our joys and concerns, spoken and unspoken, because we believe in you, Lord. You listen to our prayers. This morning, God, touch our mind and send your Holy Spirit, restore and renew our mind and give us courage to be reconciled to you and many others in our very lives. This morning, God, we pray for many of our family, friends, and neighbors who need you more. God, we pray for the Cedro family as they are mourning Jeff's departure on earth. Lord, remember each one of them. Comfort them. I know you are crying with the family. Lord, let them feel you and also give them hope. Hope of the reunion in you. Lord, we also have a few members and our friends who are challenged in their body and soul. Remember each one of them. Touch their body, touch their soul, strengthen their immune system, Lord. Let them feel you and let them see your work, your healing hand. This morning, Lord, we pray for the church in every places where people gather in your name, God. You make us able to listen to each other and listen to you with our open heart. Give us unity. Give us power. And replace our brokenness with restoration and reconciliation. Lord, we need you. We need you. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Let us sing together. Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and fill.
We have three scripture readings today, two from Isaiah and one from the Psalm. Isaiah chapter 64, verses 8 and 65, verses 16 to 20. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. 65, 16 through 20 says, Then whoever invokes a blessing in the land shall bless by the God of faithfulness. And whoever takes an oath in the land shall swear by the God of faithfulness, because the former troubles are forgotten and are hidden from my sight. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, nor the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short 100 will be considered accursed. And finally, from Psalm, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Okay, Mel, do you mind if I sit? I'm standing here? Oh, yeah. Because she's going to see me back all the time now. I love the Bible, so usually when I preach, I talk mainly about the Bible. Why the author wrote this letter, and the person, and cultural background, and historical background, and what meaning and lesson we may find from the Bible. But today, I've been talking the Bible 4 years. To you, I just wanted to share my story, my testimony, and of course with the Bible. And I love these scripture reading today. It says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are God's masterpieces. That is who you are. And that is who I am, each one of us. Your presence and your life manifest God's overflowing love. Can you feel that? Hey, buddies. I like their smile. You are God's masterpiece. Yes. God is our potter and we are the clay. You know, making clay from dust, that's not easy at all. That's not easy at all. It takes a lot of time, and you need to collect all the patience and follow a few steps, many steps, to make clay. And just like a potter making art with clay, God has molded you, formed you, shaped you with God's hand. That is a beautiful, beautiful image that describes our relationship with God. But, life always goes with but. Have you heard somebody say, life is not fair? Or have you said, life is not fair, so get used to it? I see many of you are smiling. Yeah, I said that a lot. When we compare our lives to others, when we are in a competitive situation, maybe school, work, businesses, and when we encounter many challenges, life is not fair. especially when we are mourning our beloved ones' loss. We say life is not fair, and let me tell you, I feel the same. And I want to share a little bit of my story, very little portion, especially when I was little. I'm not going to talk about crawling under the pew. And one time I was hiding in the communion table and took a nap and surprised my pastor during the service. And I'm going to save some other stories when I was missionary in many places. But I will talk a little bit about my childhood and my understanding of God. When I was born, when my mom saw me for the first time, she could not be happy. I mean it. She was not able to be, able to smile at all. She was shocked, and she passed out. A few hours later, she woke up and saw me and passed out again and again and again for 3 days. She didn't have any meal for 3 days, woke up, passed out, woke up, passed out, and I didn't have any for 3 days. Because I was born with a cleft lip and cleft palate in a very serious case, one of the most worst cases. And she cried out to God, "What have I done to you? What have I done to you? Why did you curse my son? You can punish me. You can curse me, not my boy." And she passed out again for 3 days. And she couldn't believe it. It was real. But she said, on the third day, she found herself holding me in her arms, trying to feed me. She said, "I could feel you." But she cried again because of my cleft lip and cleft palate, I couldn't suck my mother's milk. And she cried again. So powdered formula and cow milk was my milk when I was little. Now that tells me a lot why I love steak. When I was little, cow milk was my meal, and now steak is my meal. And one time, a few years ago, during our vacation, I wanted to teach my mom, and we found a cow milk, milk cow. So I said, "Hi, Mom." "Yes, cow." From the first day of my life, I made my mom cry and pass out. "Ooh, thank you. I love my choir." And there is a reason why inclusiveness, everybody is included. Inclusiveness is so important, and why everyone that I meet is so precious. You know, my birthday is April 13, Friday. It's Friday the 13th. I don't have to talk about that. And it was April. You know, 4 months in many Asian culture, number 4 is associated with death and curse. So when you travel to some Asian country, you may find really tall buildings, but you will probably not find number 4, fourth floor in the elevator. There's no button for fourth floor Instead, you will find just F, just floor. Or some buildings, they do not even have fourth floor. So first floor ground, second floor, third floor, and fifth floor, skipping the fourth one. That's me. My birthday was Friday the 13th in the fourth month. And if I had been born about 100 years earlier in Korea, I could have not survived. Until late 19th century, Korean people thought a newborn baby with a cleft lip and cleft palate was a curse and punishment to the family and the whole town. So people in town, they would put the baby in a pot and leave the baby to starve to death. And the family would be thrown out of the town. That was what happened until late 19th century. That was their culture. Thank God, I was not born in the 19th century, but the 20th century. Otherwise, I could have been a symbol of curse, God's curse and punishment. But let me tell you, with my experience with God, I can boldly say it was not God's curse or punishment. I love God. I love God because God has shown me God's abundant love with people that I love, so many of them in my life. And God has been always with me throughout my life. And I could have been a symbol of curse, but no. I can tell you, I'm a beloved child of God. And we need to go more. I'm a beloved child of God, and nobody can take it away from me. And you know what? If I'm a beloved child of God, you are a beloved child of God. Hey, buddy, you're a beloved child of God. Nothing can take it away from you. Nobody can change it. Everyone around you and me, whether they are tall or short, now they are growing so fast, so they are taller than me. Whether they are rich or not, whether they are educated more or less, whether they know how precious they are all the people we see. They are beloved child of God. And I told you, because of all the situation that I was born with, I have had surgeries 12 times. Yes, 12 times. And my doctor told me I need to have one more in a couple of years, so I will. When I was in my junior high, I had one of them. And the day before the surgery, I was really nervous. I don't know why. I already have done maybe 6 or 7 times, or 8 or 9 times, but that night I was so nervous and anxious and even scared. So I carefully read the consent to surgery, a typical document. Yeah, usually you don't read it carefully. But I found some information about side effect and dangers of general anesthesia and surgeries, including some minor stuff, nausea, vomiting, shivering, and itching, some stuff. And I found one statement, one sentence: the patient might not wake up. That means, yeah, in a very rare case, very, very, very rare case, you will die. Yeah, it was a typical consent to a surgery, but it was so scary on that night, and I couldn't sleep until the very late night, crying and praying. But you know what? It was about 11 p.m. I can't explain this in our human language, but I still remember the feeling of the moment, a warm and cozy wind surrounding me and embracing me completely. I could feel it. And in a second, it relieved my fear. It relieved my anxiety. And hope and joy took the place of fear and anxiety. And the next morning, early in the morning, my surgery was scheduled at 6. When I was transferred to the operation room, I could smile. And I made a joke. That was God moment for me. And that God moment continued because it was a planting season. My father is a farmer, and it was a planting season. And my father told me he would not come to the hospital on that day, because if you have a farmer in your family, you know what that means. Planting is like a sprint. Harvest is like a marathon. They don't stop. They just keep working. And you can't change your schedule. And the hospital was about 4-hour driving distance. And I knew he couldn't come because he told me. I totally got that. But my mother talked to me. I had kept calling my father in a recovery room for more than an hour. Dad, when I was still under anesthesia, I was sleeping. And finally, when I opened my eyes, I couldn't believe my eyes, because I saw the recovery room door opened, and my father was running into me. He had worked all night for a few days and completed early in the morning, that morning, and drove to see me. To me, that was a miracle. And the image that my father running into the recovery room and running into me and hugging me, that was the image of God to me. That's the image of God's unconditional love. And just like the father of the prodigal son, waiting for his son every day, God is always there. God is always there. And the years ago, health insurance didn't cover the surgery for the cleft lip and cleft palate. That means they have to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars, and some people say it might be $1 million, for 12 surgeries. So my parents had to work really, really hard to make enough money for that. So when I was growing up, one day I talked to my mother how sorry I was. I felt really sorry, because if I were not born with a cleft lip and palate, or if I were not even born, if I did not exist, their life would have been much easier. Much, much easier. And they didn't have to work that hard. And I cried. And my mom cried, and she said, "I can't imagine my life without you." Yes, it was really tough it was really challenging. We didn't know if we could make it tomorrow. We could have sometimes a meal on the table. It was really hard. But you are the best blessing and gift from God. You know, the scripture reading from the prophecy of Isaiah reminds us that God is the potter and we are the clay. When I was little, sometimes I thought God made some mistake. Oh yes, God made some mistake and look at me. But now I can tell you, no, no. My grace is way sufficient. And God has molded us and formed us and shaped us with God's hand. That is who you are. And that is who you are. When you work with clay in pottery art, you feel the clay. And you will see how it changes its shape. And finally, it's not a bowl of clay anymore. It's an art transformed by your hand. And you get dirty with the clay in your hand. All the dirt, clay in your hand. I think that image illustrates our relationship with God. We find our intimate relationship with God in this beautiful imagery. Isaiah's pottery imagery is so beautiful, but we need to read the whole chapters. Chapters 64 and 65. In our scripture reading, it's beautiful. It's exciting, joyful. God says, I'm going to create a new thing. I'm going to have joy. I'm going to make joy in Jerusalem. New thing, new heaven and new earth. But chapters 64 and 65 is not a beautiful story. Jerusalem was destroyed and it became a wilderness. And the temple was burned and ruined by fire. And the people, they had sinned against God. But Isaiah, he has a strong faith that God was with them. And God would save the people because God is the potter and the clay. And he sings for the joy. Even in the midst of challenge, pain, frustration and loss, we have faith in God, our potter. God is shaping you, molding you, and forming you. And God is our potter. Yes, life may not be fair. I think we all have some stories like that. So many times, life may not be fair, but God's love is fair. God's love is fair. Despite the unfairness and challenges of life, God's love and presence never abandon us. And that is our faith. And this is my faith, prayer for you as your pastor. May we all recognize our worth, our preciousness, and the worth of others, so that we may manifest not our love, but God's love in our very lives. Amen. Oh, yes, our choir said amen. Just in case Our confirmation class is coming. Probably in a few months, we will start our new confirmation class. 9 or 10 kids will join. And when you see them crawling under the pew, please don't be surprised, because I'm going to be crawling with them. You know, God loves you. Jesus loves you. And the bread and wine. I think there is no better image than this bread and wine when you think about God's love. It's for you and me. Let's pray.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. Bless each one of us, Lord. And bless these precious elements of the Holy Communion. God, make them the body and blood of Jesus Christ, so that as we take them, make us the body of Jesus Christ, redeemed by his blood. Amen.
Please come.
Gracious God, as we receive your body and blood, Lord, help us dwell in you, abide in you. We may feel your love. We may find your calling in our very lives. And we may receive courage to live as your beloved disciples. Amen.
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 Amen. It's been a while, so I just want to have a moment. Sometimes at the 8 a.m. service, we have a moment, we share, where did you find God, and where did you find yourself smile during the week? So, during the week, did you find God, or did you have a happy moment, or God moment? Oh yeah, it's my choir. This week has been really challenging with Jeff's departure. I don't know, I feel like it's been a year. But I could also feel it was a sacred moment. Jeff went home in heaven. And it was the sacred moment, meeting his family, talking about him. And it was the sacred moment, witnessing so many our church families remember him, try to help the family. Yes, it is who we are. God has brought us into this beautiful community. Yes, God is working. For that, I give thanks to God. There are so many reasons to be grateful in our very lives and in our community. And this moment, with all the gratitude for God has done in our lives, in our community, we present ourselves, our time, talent, and resource to God. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. Loving God, you have given us more than we could ever repay. You have filled us in ways we didn't even know we needed. Awakened again to both the giver and the gifts, we respond in gratitude, passing along your grace. Take the offerings of our lives and our hearts, O God, and use them to do your work in us and through us. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, which you will find on page 133 in your hymnal.
Leaning on everlasting arms, leaning.
Did you know we have music usually 11 to 12, sometimes 13 times during the service? In an hour, we have music 11 to 13 times. And it was the first time for Erina, and she made a really great job. Why don't we give her a big hand? Thank you, thank you. And please remain standing and receive the benediction. Lord, remind us every day you are with us. Every morning, every single step, and every single breath we take, Lord, you are with us. And your promise, always with us. Help us go into the world with strength and courage and wisdom from you, God. So now, may the God who made us, loved us, and lives with us go with you. The grace of God, the Creator, the love of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, and the power of the Holy Spirit go with you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.
More like you, Jesus, more like you. Fill my heart with your desire and make me more like you.
More like you,
Jesus, more like you. Touch my lips with hope and make me more like you.